Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming from Madison on Devil Radio, from Waukesha on The Shaw. A lot more to talk about today, and we are going right to one of the biggest fights in the Senate right now. And no, I'm not talking about the Build Back Better bill at this point. I'm not talking about voting rights. Voting rights is the most important bill facing the Senate. But there's a side skirmish going on. The Democrats are zeroing in on an 1887 law that Trump used and abused to try to stage a coup. What am I talking about? Why 1887? Well, here's the reason. In 1876, there was a crisis, a contested election. Rutherford Hayes, the Republican, ran against Sam Tilden, the Democrat. In 1876, the Democrats were still identified with the Confederacy, with having revolted against the United States. The Republicans were the more liberal party. They were the party of Reconstruction, of Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant. After the Civil War, a lot of the Confederate soldiers just kept roaming around in civilian clothes, murdering black people. In Tennessee, Pulaski, Tennessee, they formed the Ku Klux Klan. Historians have theorized how they came up with the name Ku Klux Klan. Some said if you say Ku Klux Klan, sounds like a rifle cocking. The better view, in my view, and the one I have, is the Greek word kuklos means a circle. So this is a circle of brotherhood, the Ku Klux Klan. Whatever it was, they went around just murdering black people. You know what Ulysses Grant did? Everybody criticizes him. Some people on the Islamo left tear down his statue. We're not going to have any of that. Ulysses Grant sent federal troops back and went after and punished and arrested the former Confederates who were doing it and knocked it off. And then what he did was he pushed through Lincoln's idea of Reconstruction. And things were going great till 1876. And the Democrat initially got more votes. Well, the Republican Party couldn't tolerate, and back then it was the Liberal Party, the more liberal party. So the states got together and they just rammed through Rutherford Hayes. But it looked bad. And this got kicked around in Congress in 1887, about 10 years later. They passed a law that is the law that Trump is what used trying to get Pence to just reject the certifications from the states, and permits one senator and one congressman from calling for votes. They can call for votes on the acceptance of the certification of every state. And if you have the other party in with a majority, they can just overrule it. Well, what's being discussed in the Senate right now are a couple of things. Enhanced penalties for dereliction of duty by the president. Number two, making it impossible for one senator and one congressman to do it. You had Josh Hawley in the Senate and you had Mo Brooks in the Alabama. You are going to get two outliers, right-wing nuts or left-wing nut, maybe in the future, who will contest anything. All that does is set up a vote, public vote on all this stuff, when that isn't needed at all. Somebody already won the election. 50 states have certified them. The courts have upheld it. There's a state deadline right now in the statute. And if the state doesn't certify its votes by a certain deadline, for instance, let's say Voss had been successful in getting the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Brian Hagedorn had gone with the rest of the Republicans, not certified Biden, they would have tied it up. And if the 3-3 deadlock in the Wisconsin Election Commission, Democratic and Republican, which is provided for by law, let's say one of the Democrats died or resigned and it was 3-2, then it'd be in the court and there would not be certification. And then that deadline, the Congress would then decide who won. And if they had a Republican majority, they'd say Trump won. You can't have this kind of stuff. The dilemma is this. The dilemma is that crooked state legislatures, gerrymandered, in other words, will overrule the presidential election in their own states. Voss has proposed it. Ron Johnson has proposed it. The Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, has proposed it. Been proposed in Arizona and elsewhere. And you will simply then elect, you will leverage and elect presidents by gerrymander, a gerrymander. On the other hand, if you give too much power to Congress, if, God forbid, the Republicans get a majority in 2022 and Kevin McCarthy is the speaker, remember something, and this happened in 1876. If the election goes into the House of Representatives, and that's where it goes, it does not go to the Senate, it goes to the House of Representatives. Each state only gets one vote. It actually doesn't matter whether the Democrats or the Republicans have the majority. It's the who has the most states' majorities in their delegation. So why shouldn't that be the same? I'll tell you why it shouldn't be the same. States like Wyoming have one congressman. In this case, it's Liz Cheney, and she is a patriot and a champion. But in other states, they have one or two congressmen, and they're not. They're right-wing nuts. But that state gets one vote in deciding who to pick the president in a contested election in the House of Representatives. And right now, there are more than, it's more than 50-50, something like 30 states, roughly, have Republican majorities in their congressional election. Take Wisconsin. We have 8 congressional seats. 5 of them right now are Republican, 3 Democratic. That delegation would have gotten together and voted Biden or Trump, and 5-3, it would have been Trump. And then Trump would have gotten our electoral votes, even though the voters in Wisconsin, the presidential election, voted for Biden. Trump knew this. Crooked William Barr knew this. All of the coup people, the plotters, and so on knew this. That's what they were trying to do. So the proposal in the Senate is to clean this up. You can't have just one guy like Josh Hawley of Missouri and Mo Brooks of Alabama, one in each house, gin this thing up. The president, the vice president's role is ceremonial. They should dress him up in a three-cornered hat and velvet breeches that end at his knees and buckled shoes, and he should stand there with a replica of a musket. That's really what this is. Get an actor in there. Get an actor in there. That's all he is, the clown. And yet he's up there trying to say, maybe, he asked Dan Quayle if he could, I'm still the vice president, give me a break. So these are the things they are wrestling with. And you say, great, great. Well, no, not great. Here is the rest of the story, the rest of the history of this thing. Moscow Mitch signals, well, I may be in favor of that. He is a sly, crooked dog. He says, I'm in favor of that. Schumer saw through him, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer said, no way, Jose. We are not going to concentrate our attention on an 1887 law. We're concentrating our attention on a 2022 law called the Voting Rights Act. Moscow Mitch's sly little hints are only designed to take attention away the other thing and divert the wolf pack, as he looks at it, off on a dead end. On a dead end. Manchin and Sinema are meeting with Republicans, moderate Republicans, and they've endorsed the reforms to the 1887 Electoral Count Act. So some of these Republicans, they want Schumer to propose this. They'll debate it. They'll water it down. They'll amend it. And then they'll go back to their constituents and say, I took care of voting reform. I took care of the 1887 Electoral Count Act. Well, the 1887 Electoral Count Act should be amended. You should not have crooked Republicans. You should not have people like Josh Hawley and Mo Brooks say, okay, I want a vote on every state. And they voted on Pennsylvania. They voted on Arizona. And frankly, if we had not had the majority in the House of Representatives, because on that vote, it is majority in the House, not by state. Kevin McCarthy would have objected to the certifications of those states, the six states that gave it to Joe Biden: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. So that act does have to be amended. But that right now is fighting over the deck furniture in the Titanic. The iceberg that we're crashing into demands voting reform. It's the gerrymander of state legislatures primarily, and congressional delegations secondarily. And what the Voting Rights Act does is gets rid of partisan gerrymandering for congressional elections. There'll be fair maps commissions that will inevitably trickle down to state elections for two reasons. One, because frequently they key off of congressional districts. Like, they may say, okay, you have X number of congressional districts, we're going to have X assembly districts, and we're going to do fair maps too. And secondly, I don't know why this hasn't occurred to the Congress, they can also regulate state elections under the Commerce Clause and otherwise. Why not? They can say any state that gets federal money has to get rid of gerrymandering. Every state, practically every state, absolutely needs it. Every red state, practically, except Texas and Florida, a lot of them get more back from the federal government than they give. And even states like Massachusetts, New York, California, get massive federal spending on their universities. Congress needs to get a voting reform act that addresses state legislative seats as well as congressional, but congressional is a start. And Chuck Schumer is not going to let a nasty, sly old hound like Moscow Mitch try to divert attention by saying he might deal with the 1887 Act. It's a complex issue. It's an important issue. Stay tuned. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.